Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Man invents popcorn bucket that fits in cup holder.
Innovative.
Comedian Colin Pasquarella in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, let's see if we can put our heads together and figure this one out. And feel free to call.
Yes.
And just tell us how to do this.
Right.
An Arizona man spent the last 10 years of his life creating a popcorn bucket that easily fits into a cup holder, but holds the same amount of popcorn as a large bucket in the movie theater.
How we do that?
10 years.
How we do that?
How do you think he did that?
Biggest question is, how do you do that and not block views?
Right. Well, that's because it sits right in the cup holder.
Right.
Right. So I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's not going to go straight up.
Right. So I'm guessing you take like a cup and you attach it to the bottom of a bucket.
Wouldn't that take 5 seconds?
Just some glue.
You take a red Solo cup, you glue it to the bottom of the popcorn bucket, and here's your prototype.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a big ice cream cone.
Okay,
you know?
Here's science guy. Right. Make this out of plastic, one piece.
Right. Yeah, injection mold it, you're all set, or paper, whatever you got to do.
Right.
Yeah, you know, make it more user-friendly.
How much popcorn do you need for one car ride anyway?
Well, no, it's for
movies. Movie theater. It's a movie theater.
Yeah,
so
that kind
you
of
put
holder.
It in the seat.
I'm thinking driving. I'm sorry.
Well, you could watch
it. I'm locked in on that.
No, yeah. I thought the same thing when I first heard this. I was like, why do you need all that popcorn for a road trip?
Right.
No, it's for the movie theater.
Right.
So instead of putting it in your lap,
right.
Hold it's like, what am I going to do with the stupid
See, that would have taken me 10 years to figure out because I'm locked in on this car thing.
Well, you put a hole in the bottom. There's another way you can hold on to it. Just saying. But this is much more user-friendly.
Right.
Much more user-friendly. Yeah,
definitely more user-friendly.
That would work, yes.
Seems easy to figure out. Why does it take 10 years?
10
Movie
years.
Theaters are going to charge like an extra $30 just so you can fit it in the cup holder now.
Right.
Like, hey, you get this popcorn bucket?
Right.
Now, what about your drink? Where are you going to put your drink?
In the other cup holder. There's one on each seat. One each side.
But you only get one.
Well, you know, it depends on who you're with. You know, like if you're both sharing a drink, you can put the one in between. You get the bucket. You know, wherever it's easier for each one, you just pass it over. At least you're not dumping the thing over. I've dropped them before.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you got a mound of popcorn that's unusable, and you're slipping on the way
it
out.
Sounds like a bucket for the AJs of the world.
Exactly. The klutz people.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, question on popcorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it get in like the way of the person sitting next to you?
No, because it's sitting at the end where the cup holder is.
No, would put it right between me and whoever, because you're always sharing the popcorn. You're handing it back and forth to the person.
Right.
Now you just put it in that cup holder,
which is towards the front of you.
What's that?
Not the movie theater I've been to, but then again, it's been a long time.
Right. They don't play piano in movies anymore.
Movies are color.
Right. They have sound now, too.
There's been some changes.
There's a guy going,
there's not a live piano player.
They move faster and everything, too.
Yeah. You know, to me, the problem was he's handing the bucket back and forth.
Right.
To his date or whoever.
Yeah.
You know?
Or he's got to hold it entirely the entire time. Now his hand is free.
Right.
He explains why.
Oh, does he?
He explains why.
Oh, well, let's get right to the explanation.
I've been working on this for a long time, all the way back in 2014 when I first came up with the idea. And I thought to myself, if there's only a way I could just put this bucket in the cup holder, then I could put my arm around my wife and still eat the popcorn. Right? And Eureka, that was my Eureka moment. Well, I applied for patents. He even told me, he says, I think you got something here, kid.
So this way your arms are free now.
10 years.
10 years, right.
And it's not so he could hold a drink.
No, it's so he can, you know, fondle his wife.
Put his arm around his wife.
Exactly, right.
Remember being a kid in the theater and you're sitting next to a girl that you asked there and you're like, how do I get my arm over there?
Right.
Put around there. It's
right.
Like you do the yawn.
Yep.
Oh,
I used to hand him. I used to give him,
how did my arm end up there?
I used to give him money.
Well, that's easier.
It works. $10. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Steven Easton.
Hey, I don't really really understand why it took so long. I've seen a bunch of documentaries where a guy cuts a hole in the bottom of the bucket next to a pretty lady.
Right, right. But
that's a different cup holder.
Different kind,
that's
right.
That's a
right.
bucket.
Those are documentary.
Documentaries?
Right, right. Yeah, porn have documentaries.
A good catch. I didn't even hear the word documentary.
Right, because butter gets greasy.
Those are documentaries I want to watch.
Yes.
Right.
Salt burns.
Joe the Barber.
First things first, it took him 10 years. All you got to do is cut the cup in half, glue a bucket to the top of it. There's your idea.
Okay.
You don't even have to cut the thing.
You don't have to cut the cup, but I like that. Cut it down a little bit
right,
to get that bucket to sit snug on top of the armrest.
Yeah, I'm just thinking using the rim of the cup for the for the glue.
That's it.
You know?
But we figured it out.
We did. That
seconds.
Didn't take 10 years.
Seconds. 10 years.
In his spare time? Was he like on this like 24/7 for 10 years? You're an idiot.
I feel bad for the wife because she's stuck with this guy.
Yes, she is.
And now they're at parties. Like, yeah, I know that. And everyone's looking.
That's the biggest idea.
Are you the bucket master?
Yeah. Everyone gets over in the corner. It's like, oh my God, this took him 10 years. This guy's a real
brainiac. For God's sake.
Big Chris.
So we do is as a family, first of all, we filled up halfway, put more butter and salt in it, and then go the other halfway. And we also have our son hold it, and so all three of us can utilize the popcorn right there.
You invented your own.
What if he didn't bring the kid?
He invented his own bucket holder using sperm.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, we go together as a family. We don't go together just individually. We bring our son with us, so he holds the popcorn.
Well, if you don't have a kid yet, what are you going to do?
Got it.
Yeah.
Just a simple idea.
Rent the kid somewhere? Hey, I need you to hold my popcorn.
less than 10 years.
You want to see a movie?
That's right.
And you just sit right here in the middle?
Right. So how old does a kid have to be to hold the popcorn bucket?
Right.
Four?
And have his hands clean.
So 4 years, ooh, 9 months.
Right.
Done.
Plus, what if he wants some? Now you got a strange hand, the popcorn.
Right. You don't like this invention at all.
No, I don't know.
And it's a very costly expense.
I like the invention this guy made.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have taken 10 years to do it, though.
Right. Shouldn't take 10 years.
Should not.
All right, Chris.
10 minutes.
Thank you.
Not 10 years.
Dave and Derby?
Yeah, maybe it took them 10 years because his popcorn bucket is like Rodney Dangerfield's golf bag in Caddyshack.
Remind me.
That was because it has beer taps and everything else in it. And stereo.
Oh, it's very intricate.
Beer taps, the stereo system.
Okay, maybe there's a little mechanical arm that comes out, grabs the popcorn, and puts it in your mouth.
Right. Little hand pushes butter into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can't eat that popcorn without putting some, like, chocolate, like Nestle's Crunch Bunch.
Oh, you put it in there?
I grab a handful of the Nestle Crunch.
Right.
And take the popcorn and the
salt. You mix
salt
it, like the sweet and salt.
Oh, yep. It's awesome.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, if it took 10 years to figure out how to get that all done without me getting my hands messy, I'd be like, this guy's a genius.
That's the next invention. Now we have chocolate poured on top of popcorn.
Michael, Kings Park, New York.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I listen to you guys all the time. Listen,
appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
It's another stupid idea because when you go to the movies, you want to go to the movies and just hang out. Why do you got to put the cost on it? My kids go to the movies. I got to give them like $50. Now I'm going to have to give them $100 for a stupid popcorn thing?
Well, the movies,
he's so pissed
crazy.
Right
it's
here.
Crazy.
Mad that the guy took 10 years.
Right.
It's like, now I got to pay for this.
Right. He's shopping it right now at the movie theater, so we don't know if it's going to be a free thing available with just the popcorn.
Yeah.
So he's still working on it.
How about making the movies cheaper? How about making it cheaper?
There's
if you
a thought.
Buy that stupid thing, if you buy this stupid thing, you got a stupid price.
You know,
is this what I sound like?
Yes. Jimmy Conflict, Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Joe the Barber, what's your question for Jimmy?
Good morning. Yes, I just slept on seeing Goose for the first time at the Capitol Theater of 4 nights. What do you think next year for the amphitheater? They're a band.
Yeah, they're great. I love Goose. My guess is Goose next year will play Xfinity, is my guess. They're that big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They've been called Duck 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 for him.
They blew up in the last 10 years. They completely blew up.
There's no doubt about it. Connecticut boys were very proud of them.
Yeah.
Yep, Norwalk.
Norwalk. Probably listen to the Fox right now.
Cool. All right, thank you, Joe.
Great.
Good question. Appreciate it. We got a question that came in over the text here. Bon Jovi.
I hear that he's planning a tour next year.
Nice.
That's what I hear, 2025 tour.
Have you heard if it's with Richie or not?
No, I have not heard anything yet. But if I see John over the summer, which I tend to see him every summer, because I'm out in the Hamptons. He's out in the Hamptons. I will whisper to him, hey, tell me about it, and then I'll tell you guys.
Cool. Okay. We won't say anything.
No, keep it quiet. Richard.
No, although you can hear PLR out in the Hamptons, but we'll hope nobody hears
it. Right, right, right. We'll keep it quiet that day.
We were just playing Tom Petty and talking during that song. He was not in great condition the last time he played Connecticut.
No, it was very surprising. We were told in advance that we needed a golf cart backstage, which never happened before. I don't even want to say it's odd. It's unique. It never happened before. So I get to the show, I think it was in June, and we're pulling the golf cart backstage, and I'm wondering what's going on. So I'm following the golf cart, seeing, you know, what's going on here.
And why am I spending this money?
Right.
Well, where are the golf clubs? I'll take a couple.
Exactly.
That's
right.
All. And so it pulls right up to Tom's dressing room, and he literally limps out of the dressing room, gets into the golf cart, and the golf cart takes him 25 to 30 feet to the stage. And then he slowly gets out of the golf cart, straps his guitar on, and then the curtains go up, because we had curtains down for that show, and there he is on stage singing. I go over to his manager, Tony, who's a wonderful, longtime friend, and he says he can't really move very well because his hips are bothering him, which I had no idea. So I go out to the front of the stage, and he's moving. He's rock and roll Tom Petty on stage. Tom Petty gets off the stage. There's the golf cart. He gets wheeled back into his dressing room.
Wow.
It was very sad.
Must have been hurting bad him with the whole performance.
It's a lot of pain.
Though. Yeah, but he gave a show.
And I don't think anybody in the audience recognized that he had bad hips.
And how was the show? Good?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kept it a secret.
Prince, the last time he played Connecticut, played Mohegan Sun.
Yes. Yes.
Were you backstage for that?
No, I did not go backstage. It was in December, and I was in Florida.
He seems like one of those guys, though, who would not let people just roam around backstage.
No.
He did not seem like a very friendly fellow to me.
He seemed shy.
Very shy. And I don't ask to meet the artists unless it's an artist that I love their music. And I was never a big fan of Prince's, so I went to Florida for the Christmas vacation.
There you go.
Because it happened over the sometime in December, Prince.
He apparently left his cane behind. And it's that very famous cane, and it's like more like a walking stick,
yeah.
And it's got this gold top, and it's very Prince-like. You know, it's like you would see that and say, a prince would have that
almost a
walking
scepter,
stick.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And his people called Tom Cantone, and Tom put it in a car, drove the car to an airport, and a plane came in just to pick up the cane.
Right, it's at first class, and it had the kosher meal, everything.
To me, that rivals Bono's hat.
Yes.
A flight just for his hat.
The Concorde, no less.
This is the 30th anniversary this week of losing Kurt Cobain. Have you ever met him? Did you book Nirvana?
I booked Nirvana. I had Nirvana at the Ritz in New York. I had Nirvana in 1993 at the Springfield Civic Center with the Breeders as one of the opening acts. Never played Connecticut with me. They played the Moon in 1991 on Whaley Avenue, which certainly doesn't exist anymore.
Unreal.
But that's really the only time they played Connecticut was in 1991 at this tiny little club called the Moon, which held a few hundred people.
Had you, you've had your share of having concerts scheduled and then the artist dies during the tour.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Leonard Skinner is the best example.
Yeah.
The day we put Leonard Skinner on sale at the New Haven Coliseum was the day of the plane crash.
Wow.
Now, that's timing.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
And a lot of people just kept their tickets, right?
Yeah, and I'm still sort of pissed. I want to know where the money is, because I guess the city of New Haven must have kept the money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they tore down the Coliseum, and
yep.
I don't know. There's a bag of money somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a bag of money with your name on it.
They're probably holding it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tore it down and made it a parking lot for about 15 years.
Yeah.
Now they're building on it.
Wasn't Elvis supposed to play Connecticut?
Elvis was supposed to play Connecticut also. Yes, he died shortly before he played the Hartford Civic Center.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah. You get a call from him, you hang it up.
Artists are dying to play there.
Bruce Springsteen coming to Mohegan Sun tomorrow. That's all good? You're talking to your people?
All good. Yep, they're moving in today because they play the West Coast where their first East Coast play. So they're already moving the equipment in, so that's a good sign.
So what? Are you there for that, or how does that go?
My production manager's there for that, but I will be certainly. I have Bruce three times this week. I'll be in Syracuse next Thursday. I'll be in Albany on Monday, and I'll be at Mohegan Sun tomorrow.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay, so they move it in. They set it up tonight. They set it up tomorrow.
They set it up tonight fully because usually when it's the first show after a long time, they want to recalibrate everything.
Make sure everything made it over.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And no damage because it went cross country.
Yeah.
So they're going to probably do a sound check, not with Bruce, but with some roadies will do the sound check.
Right.
And test the mics and test the boards and all the speakers and everything like that, make sure it works.
And Bruce, I'm guessing, would stay at his house in New Jersey, then just drive over tomorrow.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Long drive.
And then he has a suite there?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, have you ever been? Each band member has a suite.
Yeah. I've been in a suite there, but not like I don't think I've been in a rock star suite.
I mean, suites are sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Rock star suites are not suites. They're houses almost.
Right.
Beautiful. Nice.
Right. Right.
They're apartments.
Right. So I was in one. It was like three rooms.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That was a good suite.
Yeah, that's the best they've given me, too. But there's really super suites that are, they're really like apartments. And I'm sure Bruce is staying overnight there.
And Mohegan has a way that the artist can travel through the building without going ever meeting the public,
like,
right?
Like
you could go
right?
from
yes.
the, yeah.
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. You could take a private elevator down to the arena.
Nice.
All right, so you take he if he wanted to and his crew can leave the arena after the show and probably go to like a fancy place where like the high rollers gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are certain artists that we've actually I think of Bruno Mars is the one I remember most where we set up a separate table in a separate room and he gambled by himself.
Nice.
By himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of lonely.
It sounds like he would need a high chair, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's a tiny person, right? It's amazing all that talent's packed into this tiny person.
Right, like a little canister.
Some of these calls and texts coming in for Jimmy Complic Live Nation, we get every week.
Yes.
Like Bob Seger.
You know, I got asked about Bob Seger by my attorney yesterday, who's the biggest Bob Seger fan I know. And I said to him what I'll say right now. I really think he's retired, but hasn't announced it.
Right.
He's got to be in his upper 70s, and, I got to believe when you're that age, I'm not there yet, but when you're that age, it takes a long time to put a band together, a show together, rehearse it, and... A couple
years of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
The same. Bob Seger, it's still the same.
Yeah. And
it's rich right there. No, the song's still the same. Still the same.
Still the same.
Still the same.
Yeah, and I think that he loves fishing on Lake Michigan, and that's always been his joy in life.
Yeah.
And, when you're in your late 70s, that's a wonderful hobby to have.
Enjoy your family.
Yeah.
Enjoy nature.
He's no cook. His biscuits are like a rock. I'm sorry.
Kevin in Southington.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
The Pantera coming to Connecticut.
Pantera.
No plans as of now, but hopefully they will soon. If they stay together, I assume they stay together.
Right. That'd be helpful.
Thank you, Kevin.
When's this pant part?
John in Bridgeport.
Yeah, good morning, Jim.
Morning.
What about the rest of us?
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
Doorknob?
I'm set in, guys.
Oh, and guys. Okay, we can catch up.
And ladies. And anyway, Jimmy, is Bon Jovi coming back up to...
Clear your throat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm trying. I got pneumonia.
Oh, well.
Ooh. That case, feel better.
Ooh. Feel better.
You didn't say anything.
Of course I would say it to
Colin,
you.
Colin, why'd you say that?
I didn't say... is that why
Damn
you bring
it,
me
Colin.
In?
Colin!
Sorry.
You were saying?
Yeah. Go ahead, John. Your question is...
Yes.
Is Bon Jovi coming back up to Mohegan?
I would think that you'll see Bon Jovi at Mohegan in 2025.
Yeah, he's going to find out over the summer. Yeah. He hangs out with him.
Yeah,
we're not supposed to
go. Yeah, he's a great dude. I partied with him in a High Rollers Lounge.
Really?
How did that happen?
He likes wine. Know that, right? He likes wine.
Yeah, well, he's a big football fan, and so am I.
Oh, nice.
We partied till like he wouldn't let me leave. We partied till like 4 o'clock in the morning, talking about. He's good friends with John Elway too.
Kept saying we're halfway there.
Anyway, but yeah, he's a good egg.
Nice,
really is.
He seems
so
cool. You wanted to leave, and he said no, stay.
Right. So it's like a silent night. Yep.
Yeah. Honest to God, the guy was unbelievable.
Wow.
All right,
awesome
John.
No, he is. He's
thank you, John.
Great.
No, cool. I'm not doubting he was unbelievable, but if I'm partying with Bon Jovi, I'm not going to leave.
Let me tell you something. His cruising party.
John, I got to go. I got the bed. I got to sleep.
I could see that because his crew can party. I hung out with his crew one night.
All right.
I got poured out of a red Porsche. I don't know whose car it was at 6:30 in the morning to my parents' lawn, and I never had such a hangover in my life.
Okay, well, then there you go.
Yep, so
John from Bridgeport wanted to leave, and Bon Jovi was like, no.
The apples don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, right. Someone asked on the text, Tom Kiefer. Did I ask you this one already?
No. Yeah, the lead singer of Cinderella.
Yeah.
But no plans as of now to bring him in, but if we did, we'd bring him to Toads.
Cool.
Judas Priest coming to Toyota Presents Oakdale. That's going to be... hell of a show.
Yep.
That'll be a crunchy night.
Excellent.
Any tickets available for that one?
Yes, there are.
Great. Will more shows be announced for the amphitheater Xfinity, or where are we in terms of percentage of shows?
I've got two shows in my back pocket for the amphitheater that will be announced in the next few weeks.
Nice.
Up in Hartford. We probably have about 10 shows that we haven't announced yet in Bridgeport.
Cool.
And Oakdale's a year-round facility, so we're always announcing shows at Oakdale.
Excellent.
Wait, so we have... Wait, how many at the Amp that haven't been announced yet?
I'd say about 10.
10?
Yeah, we're going to have over 50 shows here this year.
I want to see Stray Cats, man, big time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, yep. Of those 10 shows, how many of those bands do you think we play here?
I would think you play at least half.
At least half?
Wow.
That'd be five.
You are fantastic.
That's right.
Man, who's a big boy?
So I'm
a
good,
big
isn't
boy.
He?
You're a big boy.
I should run numbers for Jimmy. He's like, no. You stay over there, moron.
And then how many haven't been announced yet for Xfinity?
Right now I know of two, but there could be more. But we have two in our back pocket right now.
Cool.
And how about Mohegan Sun?
Big pocket.
Mohegan Sun. I'm looking right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 shows right now that we've confirmed that haven't announced yet.
Cool.
Whoa.
Damn.
What else? Oakdale?
Oh, Oakdale. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 that we haven't announced yet.
Wow.
For Oakdale.
June 32.
Oh, wait. I forgot Chevelle. Oops.
Oh. Oops.
Shouldn't say that.
It's parked outside, yes.
Oh, wait. What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing. Nobody heard that.
So we're looking at like 35 shows haven't been announced yet.
Wow.
Ask the math whiz. AJ, how many total
was
that?
How many was that?
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Good answer.
I retired on top.
Matt and Shelton, what's your question for Jimmy Koplik?
Hey, love you guys.
Thank
Lenny
you.
Kravitz.
You know, he's not touring this year, which is really disappointing because I'd love to bring him in. I voted for him for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Hope he gets in.
Right.
And it would be really great if he got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then went out on tour.
I read a story about him today. Apparently, he actually works out in leather pants.
I don't know why.
Yeah, he actually works out in leather pants.
Did you really read that story? Or are you making a joke?
No, I saw it. I saw it. I'm getting confirmation in the booth.
Ruth saw it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Of course I thought.
She sounds very happy about
it. That doesn't breathe very well. No wonder he's got to go. He's got to get away. I got to go!
That's why he's screaming at the end of that song.
Right.
Yeah, well, he still looks great, and he's getting older, and he's still in great shape.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's funny. When we had Peter Frampton at Oakdale about a month ago, I went up to Peter and talked to Peter, and I mentioned to him that I voted for him for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His first question to me is, are you a real voter or are you a fan voter? And I said, I'm a real voter. I put you on my ballot. He goes, oh, man, I want to get in so badly. That would be great. Thank you.
That was a hint.
I'd already mailed it in with him on it. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
all
it
right,
wasn't
so he's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, she told him that.
Is there a band that's on the sidelines now that Live Nation and you are just like drooling over, tempting with big offers? Like, what would be something that you guys would just be going bananas over?
Well, we're trying to get Duran Duran back on the road
again. That'd be so cool.
So that would be the one that comes to mind first.
I'd be down with that.
Duran Duran.
Yeah, why not?
And if that happened, we'd certainly bring Duran Duran to Mohegan Sun.
Oh.
Right.
That sounds almost like it's on your whiteboard.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. Nothing. No. I see nothing.
It's Governor Lamont. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I had most fun a 70-year-old could have last weekend, starting off in Cleveland, watching the women play their heart out, then heading down to Phoenix and watching the men win.
Nice.
You know what I just found out during the commercials? I said, hey, Governor, it's been a long time. He says, where have you been? I said, we tried to reach out to you, but your people do a good job keeping you away from us. Mm. And then all of a sudden,
his people are on the line here.
The phones have ears. And a voice.
Who knew? She does a great job.
Yep.
Guess who's going to be keeping you away even longer now?
Right. We got to go, Governor Mike.
She jumped in to keep you away from me.
That's right.
Look at that.
She's good. You got your people.
Right. Protection.
We got a question coming in here. Do you mind if we go to a live call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Just wondering what Jim Koplik shows you're going to this summer.
Koplik does amazing stuff, down at the Amp. I don't know if he's doing Springsteen, but I'm going to be going there on Friday night. I can't wait.
Oh, good. I'll see you there.
Is this Koplik?
That
was what I was about to say about you.
That
pause. I'll see you there. I'm coming with some friends. Nice. I'm going to have dinner beforehand. Join us.
Well, I'd love to see you. I'll text you and see if we can get together for sure. The best governor. Listen, I say this not because he's on the phone with me. I've known every governor since Governor O'Neill in the mid 70s. Our governor wasn't even born yet. He's so young. But I am telling you, he is by far the best governor we've ever had, and also loves music more than any governor we've ever had.
I love the music. I love what you guys are doing at the Amp, too. We'll get down there.
Well, you've helped us out every year with the Amp. You've helped us with the festival, and we appreciate it very much.
You know, Jimmy, you should try to get the governor backstage at the Bruce Show. Right? I'm sure Bruce would love to meet the governor.
I'll be there early enough, and I'll see if it's possible.
Nice.
All right.
Yep.
You know, we've reached out with Steve Zandt, who is that his name? He called us.
Steve Van Zandt.
You know, Steve Van Zandt. And he's got a program called Teach Rock, where he says, whatever it takes to get the kids energized in school, I want it. Let's teach a little bit of rock and roll, listen to the music. And so thanks to him, his initiative, we've got that going in a bunch of our schools. Whatever gets the kids back in the classroom, I support.
That's great.
Nice.
All right, so...
I will see what I can do about seeing you there. That's for sure.
Jimmy, I would give you the governor's cell phone, but his people won't let me have it.
No, they'll go, la, 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 la.
That's right. He was kind enough to give it to me. So
you already have it.
But you can have it, Jimmy.
I have it. Thank you. I'll be texting you. I'll try to arrange for a meet and greet for
Tell
sure.
Bruce look busy.
Awesome. Jimmy, if it happens, send me the picture, please.
I'll send you a picture, but not the phone number.
Right. Exactly
right.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Bye. All right.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.